Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, October. Today is October the 7th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, this evening, the Miracle Man. And, of course, I want to welcome you to another edition of The Miracle Man, hosted every night here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Wednesday, between 6:30 and 8 o'clock, generally. Now, last night, I did not go live last night due to being at my dad's birthday party, as he had his... birthday was yesterday, and we had his party, and it was very nice. And he's just keep on keeping on. Amen. And of course, I'm glad to be with you tonight, and we have a good show planned. Obviously, we're going to have a little. Monologue, like what we talk about, at first. Then we're going to get into the Word of the Lord. And then we got our sports to get into. Keep in mind that the Lions have a bye, so I am going to be picking a different NFL game instead. And this is an FYI. And so, what I want to mention first, listeners, first of all, is I want to encourage you to go and check out the book that my mother wrote about me. It's our book, mine, and my mother's obviously my mother authored it, but told her to do it about me. And I like to say it's our book. Amen. And I want to encourage you to go to online to riversofmiracles.com, R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com to find out more information about the book, about the 30 years of miracles that were done in my life. As the Lord has done many a great miracles in my life. And in it, you'll see some of the struggles that I went through, some of the struggles my mother went through. She was even a new Christian back when she had me. And there's a lot of great things in that book. And you have to see for yourself. If I tell you everything that's in it, you might not have a reason to read it, right? So that's why I'm not going to tell you all the reasons why you need to read it. You just need, I just want you to go buy it. Go on the website, buy the book, and be touched by it. And should bring encouragement to those of you who read it. And of course, in the day and the hour we live in right this minute, many of us could use some encouragement. And so, praise God. And I'm going to actually exhort about a couple things before we sing and get into the Word of God and then get into our sports later. The first thing I want to exhort you about is, many of you, most of us, all of us who are Christians, the vast majority of us, I think, myself included, we hear of these testimonies of these people that you hear about, maybe even your pastor like mine, where you'll hear about like stories like this. I used to smoke many packs of cigarettes a day. I was a drunkard. I was a drug addict, or I was a this, or a that, or a that, or a that, or I was in a gang, or I was this, or you know, and about how extremely dark they were. And people might think, well, those are the best testimonies there are. To that, I say that I was never a drunkard or a smoker or anything like that. I've never been in a gang. I've never been involved in a lot of these different things that all these people that you may have heard about that they did. Now, I had some behavioral issues when I was like 11, and at times I couldn't stay at school past 10 o'clock. But that's the closest to any of that kind of stuff that I got. And other than that, the best testimonies that you can hear, the best testimony you can hear, instead of hearing about that thing, that this person in their life, they were a drug addict and they got free. They were addicted to cigarettes and they got free. They were addicted to alcohol and they got free. They were And I will admit, I used to beat up my brother and that, and I hurt some people in my anger, you know, when I was having the behavior issues when I was younger. But other than that, I haven't really had to deal with the kind of stuff like the drugs, the alcohol, and that kind of stuff. And God freed me from those kinds of things that I was dealing with. The best testimony you can hear of is the person who hasn't had to deal with any of that, and they just stayed clean. And if you're born into a Christian home, you're born into a family where they read the Bible and pray every day, and you're living godly, you know, and godly influences and godly this and godly that. And the greatest testimony you can have is that I stayed clean. I didn't get involved in all these other things. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Yeah, maybe you had some sibling rivalry, but who doesn't have that? Obviously, sometimes it's me more than that. But like I said, I got free from that. But the best testimonies you could hear about from people like that is that they stayed the course. They stayed free. I didn't say you were perfect. I just said you didn't turn away. You didn't totally go away on God. And you didn't totally, like, you know, lose track of God and lose track of his. And that's one of the greatest testimonies you can hear of. And to be honest with you folks, it's not permissible to start in the light and end up in darkness. That's not permitted. If you get into the darkness at all, you should start if you're going to, should be that you started in darkness and you ended up in the light. Amen. And the greatest testimony you can have is that you stayed free and you didn't allow yourself to get involved in all this alcohol and smoking and slugging and all this other things. Amen. My greatest testimony you can have is just someone who stayed in the kingdom, just stayed the course. That was just on my heart. So, listeners, so I figured I'd just spend a few minutes on that. And honestly, if you have you got yourself into some of the stuff, there's hope for you. You can just give everything. You can just give it to God. Run to God and say, I know, Lord, I haven't been living right. And I repent to you right now. And I'm coming back. I'm asking you to help me, Jesus. Amen. Now, a little bit on America, election. And where are we right now in Michigan? Well, for those of you who don't know, in Michigan, obviously, on Friday, the governor, the Supreme Court said that Whitmer did not have the power to continue doing what she was doing. They said that she had overreached on her authorities to lock down the state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, since April 30th. And various things. Well, Monday, the DHS, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, made the decision to make masks mandatory again and limit gatherings, limit crowd sizes. Did not exactly set a restaurant capacity limit, but did some other things, and it's actually created a lot of confusion. In addition, so now what you have now is you have attorneys and people trying to sue and try to find out, you know, is this legal what they're trying to do? I say no. What needs to happen instead of her trying to use the MDHHS to try to do what she had been doing, what needs to happen is this needs to go instead. It needs to be up to counties and cities to decide. But at the same time, there needs to be guidance that says that maybe the strictest you can be is that maybe you limit this to 50% or capacity, and maybe these bigger stadiums that don't have you, maybe you limit them to 25% or something like that, but that's the strictest you can have it. Yeah. And so as before that, as long as there's guidance that says, okay, this is the strictest you can be. And my Pastor Buckley, though, last night, he talked about this frequently, and he said, this could get really confusing, and that we, as Christians in Michigan, we should be ready for it. The thing is that whatever restrictions, they have to have guidance, like limits on the restrictions, if you know what I mean. So, and that should be discussed by the legislature, because we now know that what she did was in fact illegal. So the legislature needs to work together find a common ground on. Where do we go from here? What HHS has done is not good. All right. Trump, he was released from Walter Reed on Monday, and now they are now saying that he now says that he is symptom-free. He even tweeted, quote, "This is the best I have felt in 20 years. Now, I don't know if he was joking about that part of it or not, but about the being symptom-free, to that I say, thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. And whatever they were using must be some good treatment. And so we just got to keep praying for him. And more importantly than this, him biting off the COVID bug, is that he can stand up to these attacks, because the left and the news media keep on attacking him. They do not like him. They despise him more than a little kid who doesn't like to eat their vegetables. They hate me more than what I despise my least favorite vegetables, like Brussels sprouts or spicy peppers or other various ones. Or eggplant, or whatever. And the truth of the matter is that hatred's a whole another issue. But Dr. Barclay dealt with this kind of stuff last night on a stream that he did. And about the election, what he said was that we need to pray. He did not make a determination or a prediction on how he thought it would go. The truth is that America has, that Americans need to pray that it goes the right way, and also vote. Very important. If you can vote in person, please do. Vote. Voting absentee the right way. If you're a registered absentee voter, you can do that. As long as you're a registered absentee voter and you've done it in the past, I would say. Now, this whole new mail-in thing, I don't know. When I hear about stories of boxes of ballots being found in ditches, I don't feel very good about that. Do you? I don't feel good about it. You don't either, do you? Because chances are they weren't dropped in the ditch by accident. You don't think they were either, do you? And maybe they were all of a certain party. Or you're biased. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I want it to be fair. I love the Electoral College. Do its thing, as it does, as the votes come in. And if you vote absentee, the sooner you mail it in, the better. Because that way we'll be able to have more conclusive results on the day of and the day after, even of Election Day. Because usually on election night, I like to tune in, which I'll be doing after the show is done on Election Day. Tuning in to see where we are, how we're doing. stuff comes in. And I don't know what I'm going to do on election night, but I think what I'm going to do on election night is I'm just going to have a time in the Word. Might sing a couple Christmas songs, although early. But then after that, I won't do it again until closer to Thanksgiving. You say, why Christmas means to get your mind off the politics, because chances are you're going to tune in to see what it's doing after the show. And so, so the truth of the matter is, of course, Americans need to pray. And I think of that verse. You heard me mention this verse a lot lately, and I plan to keep doing it right up on through the election. That 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, they would seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, I forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen. Amen. And we need to pray that this unrest goes away. Because the way it is right now, they have it planned so that if Trump wins the election, that you'd see these riots like you've never seen before. And that if Biden wins, that these same people will be, like, celebrating, and they burn stuff and what have you on their celebration. The truth is, we need to pray. And if the wrong people get in there, they may pack the court. They may do all kinds of very bad things. If the right people get in, you could see the end of Roe v. Wade. So the choices couldn't be clearer. The choices could not be clearer. The choice is very clear. And there's different guides you can get to find out and do your research, even at the county level. Because right now, as we're finding out with this COVID thing, even who your county commissioners are, very important. I told my mom and dad about this the other day. Your county commissioner, very important. You gotta make sure you have the right person in there. Who's your sheriff? Who's your mayor? Who's your township supervisor if you're in a township? What about the one who runs your village? Who's that? What about your school board? What about your this and that, this? Very important stuff. What about your city council ward? Very important. And do you know who they are? If not, you better find out who they are. And what needs to happen is that we need to vote and vote Bible. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great country. Thank you that your hand is upon it. This nation was birthed for you, Jesus. And it was designed to be a Christian nation. And I thank you that people would go out and vote the right way, and that we would have in the people that you want to be in there, in these offices. And I just thank you that your hand is upon us, that you heal our land, that you're dealing with all the corruption, you're dealing with all the lies, you're dealing with everything that's not supposed to be going on. and that every attack against this nation will come to naught in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And now we're going to sing a couple of songs. Sorry about that, just checking time. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole. Reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles, Lord. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're are the God of miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're the God of miracles. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. And I worship you. I worship you. You are here, changing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning, moving around it. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Lord, you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. And I worship you. I worship you, Lord. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even if I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, he's working. He never stops, he never stops working. He never stops, he never stops working. Even when I can't feel it, he's working. Even when I can't see it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops working. He never stops. He never stops working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Look at that. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you tonight, Master. We worship you tonight, Master. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the miracle worker, the promise keeper. You are the light in this dark time. That is who you are, Jesus. And we just worship you for who you are, for what you've done, for what you're doing, and worship you, praise you. We thank you tonight for our time in the Word this evening, that as we go into the Word of God tonight, may these listeners receive everything that you have for them this evening. Whatever it is that you have for them, may they just receive it with clean hands, pure heart, and may they just be tuned in without being distracted, and may they just receive everything that you have through them tonight, whatever it is. Thank you that you use me as an oracle tonight, as your and that you use me as your servant to teach from your word tonight. Thank you that you're meeting every need represented. Like these songs that we sang tonight about you're the God of miracles. And that song about how miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That's who you are. You make the way where there seems to be no way. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I make my confession over this program tonight. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program, and most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you that big increases in souls come in to the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. You got a Bible and it's safe. Hold it up and make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. Thank you that my mind is able to receive it. This book is more than a history book to me. It is more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Open up your Bible, if you would, please, to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Praise God. We're excited about the Word of God here. You say, well, Miracle Man, why are we doing making a confession now? Well, the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. And better to confess all that stuff, like the confession we just did, than to confess depression, sickness, disease, and all these other things. We can have the fruit of our lips. So, now, at my church, we've been making a confession for a very long time. We even make a tithing profession right before we take the offering. Then I'm going to talk to you tonight about being strong and courageous, because we can't be allowed to live our lives in fear. So we're going to Joshua chapter 1, and I'm going to begin here in verse 1. And if you want a title for this chapter, I mean for this teaching tonight, it's Be Strong and Courageous. Be strong and courageous. Amen. And if you're not in Joshua 1:1, keep looking and catch up to me. All right. I'm going to begin reading. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river and the Euphrates, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Pause. By the way, this is God's word to us. Oh, Paul. Just want to make sure you have that, because we're going to come back to that. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. He said that again. God said that again. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book is capitalized there, do not let this book of the law, law is capitalized. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and am successful. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? That's three times now God says that. Haven't I told you not be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Verse 10 now. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. There to the Euphrates, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord your God is giving you rest, and he has granted you this land. Your wives, your children, your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all of your fighting men, fully armed, they must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you. And until they too have taken possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. And whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your word, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. They said that to him. Now let's look at chapter 2. Then we'll come back to this. And this is the one where you see perhaps. Then Joshua sent up Nun. He secretly sent two spies from Shechem. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab, and they stayed there. And the king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Ahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. And she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax that she had laid out the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, who were the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, with everyone's courage failed because of you. And the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me, to the Lord, that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. My lives for life, your lives." The man assured them, "If you do not tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." So she let them down by a rope through the window, and the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, "Go to the hills, so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there for 3 days until they return, and they go, and then go on your way." And the men said to her, "This oath you made us, swear it will not be binding on us unless, when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet, you have tied the scarlet cover in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on our heads, and we will not be responsible. And as for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath that you made us swear." "Agreed," she replied. "Let it be as you say." So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. And when they left, they went into the hill. They stayed there for 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and had returned without finding them. Then the two men started back, and they went down from the hills toward the river, and they came to Joshua, son of Nun, and they told him everything that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. All right. So, what you see here is where it starts off, of course, you know. Moses had died. He had been a servant of the Lord for a very long time. And, you know, like I said, he had died. And then after that, the next in command was Joshua. So Joshua took the ranks, as they say, because he was the next one in the ranks. And the Lord basically told Joshua, you know, I want you to lead these people. And he set out guidelines for them. You know, you're gonna cross the Jordan into the land that I'm about to give them, the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot. And as I, you know, he basically told them, it goes from here to here and here and here, and especially Jericho, and all the countries. And he tells them, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Well, that was with Moses, shall be with you. And then God said something which holds true to this day. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. You know what? God is with us. He is for us. He hasn't forsaken us. You may be sitting there feeling alone. Maybe if you're these last 6 months, getting close to 7 now, but maybe even now, but especially, you know, March, April, May, June even, you were sitting there and you were hopeless and you were sitting there like, I don't know, my job, this, that, the other thing, and the other thing. Well, God's with you. He's for you. He's for us. He's not against us. He's for us. He will not lead us nor forsake us. He'll be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Watch this, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Be not fearful and depressed. Be strong and courageous. Because if you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. And then he says, be strong and very courageous. And be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. You see, God wants us to be successful wherever we go. He told us, you know, be strong and courageous, not weak, fearful, depressed, worried, I don't know about my business, la, 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 And COVID case, blah, blah, blah. Nope. And we have to curse the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. A sound mind. That means not wishy-washy. Or washy-washy. Or washy-washy-wishy-wishy. Nope, none of that. He said, do not let this book of the law. And then he tells us, you know, meditate on it day and night. And, you know, and he said again, be strong and courageous. And he said, don't be terrified. Don't be discouraged. In other words, don't be afraid, discouraged. You know, feel bad about it. Mad, sad, bad, depressed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Did you see that, listeners? He told us that the Lord told us that he is with us wherever we go. Wherever we go. And Joshua told the words of the people, and he told the people, you know, what to do, and then he told the tribe of Manasseh what to do. And he basically told them, you know, help you mothers. And then, you know, they basically told Joshua that, you know, do whatever he says, and that as they obey Moses, they will obey. Yeah. And then they told him, be strong and courageous. 3 different times God told him, God said in that chapter, be strong and courageous. One of those 3, he said, be strong and very courageous. What that means here is don't be all fearful, afraid, worried, tense. Yeah, sometimes I know. Everyone's went through tough situations. Everyone's, you know, and all that. Nobody's perfect. But I'm dealing with this whole be strong and courageous tonight is because we can't let our God, this is not a day for Christians to just sit down, let your guard down. We've got to be warriors. We've got to be conquerors. We can't just sit there either complacent, whether it's because we're complacent, whether it's because we're afraid. Well, I'm worried about the election. Great. You know? And we have to take authority over the spirit of fear. We have to bind this spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And even that song we sang tonight, he's silencing my every fear. And then you see in chapter 2, Joshua sends out these 5. And then Rahab, she hides them on the roof of her house. First she lies about it, but she hides them in the house, on the roof of the house. And then they go and hide so that the guys who are searching for him can't find him. Then they go to Joshua and they give him the report about here's what they saw. And of course, the people in Jericho, in that land that the Lord was giving them, especially Jericho, the people there were afraid of those two spies that were sent out. Sent out, I don't know what that was about. No, they were sent out by Joshua to go to that land, take a look at it, and see what it's like. And then, as you read the next few chapters, you will see that God fulfilled his promise. You will see that God dried up the Jordan for them. And you will see, of course, that the wall of Jericho came tumbling down. And you will see that the Lord was with him. He did not leave Joshua. He did not forsake Joshua. He did not forsake those Israelites there. And they, and for those few chapters, you know, they stayed the course. David marched in Jericho like they were supposed to. For the 7 days, the first 6 days, one time a day, the seventh time, seven times that day. Of course, they were told, you know, the priests are sounding the trumpets. Why they couldn't have a nice big marching band, I don't know. Why God said they couldn't have a big marching band. obviously, I'm not God. I would have done it as God said. Of course. But anyhow, what you see here is the Lord was with Joshua. And the Lord is also with us today. He's with us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. He's not hiding in a back room somewhere, wearing a mask. Of any kind. He's not sitting there in some room saying, my arthritis is killing me. A third of the angels have tested positive. Jesus caught corona. I just had to hack one of the pearly gates to make a payment on the throne room tomorrow morning. And Rivers, Miracle Man, is down there believing God, believing me to move on his behalf, on the behalf of his listeners, and all that. And I don't, you know, God's not doing that. God's the Almighty God, and he's on that throne. He's fighting for us, not fighting against us. You know, Jesus loves us. He does. And he does, and he wants to do things for us. Because those of us who believe in him, we're his kids. We are his kids. Doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't say, find a verse where God said, you're my child until you turn 30. You're my child until you turn 50. No, 40, 50, 60, 70, 75, 80, 90, 100 if you live that. No, it's not in there. It says we are the children of God, period. and God loves us, and He protects us as His children. And if we're afraid, we should trust in the Lord. We should trust and not be afraid. Another thing I want to give to you is this. And this is something that I've been using the last year. A note that I actually gleaned this from Pastor Rob Parsley in a message that he was teaching last year when we were dealing with some events in America. What I mean is we were dealing with Cup last August, and one day we had two different large-scale shootings. And so to address that, he had said that next day, which was a Sunday morning, and he basically told his church family this, and I quote, "If you are faithless, you are fearful. If you are fearless, you are faithful." You cannot be full of fear and faith at the same time. Not only that, fear and faith can't live together. They can't. So you got to decide, am I going to be fearful or faithful? And then, like, be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. Be full of faith in your heart. Faith towards God. Because without faith, we can't please God. We can't. And if you're just allowing yourself to sit there and be fearful, and you're not going back to church, if your pastor, provided your pastor opened it, like mine, and didn't sit there and be a chicken, provided he opened his church to speak to the spirit-filled church, get back on fire for God. Get back in the house of God. Get your faith built back up. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means you can't get the faith necessarily by just reading it. You have to hear it. Read all the Bible you want. It's better than a late show anyhow. But the way you're going to get the faith is from hearing it. Hearing it. When I hear the word of God, faith builds up in me. That's the way we have to think of it. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time in the Word tonight, Lord Jesus. First of all, I curse the spirit of fear. Whatever fear these listeners have, I thank you that the spirit of fear is removed from these listeners in the name of Jesus. And that these listeners do not choose to just live in fear of everything, that you just strengthen them, and that you are just anointing them. You are just, giving them peace to those storms right now. I speak peace to these storms right now in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you that those people who have not been living for you, may they give their lives to you right now in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen. Now, just a tiny quick commercial break, and I'll be right back. Praise God, we're back. And now I want to welcome you to Football Central here on a Wednesday night. And here in the fall, we do this Football Central each and every Monday and Wednesday night, and we talk about the big NFL games that are coming up. Now, we will start. I'll mention up first that the Football Central always brought to you by the Flavors of Fall at your local Dairy Queen with the Blizzards. So, and I figured, you know, with the boys of fall, the men of fall, why not have the Flavors of Fall? With the flavors at Burger King, Dairy Queen. All right, now we begin with the Dow Chargers, who have a home game on Friday night. They are taking on the Bay City Western Warriors at Midland Community Stadium on Friday at 7 p.m. Bay City Western is an up-and-coming program with some good young talent. They are 2-1. Dow is 3-0. Looks to be a good game. And they'll be able to have some more fans there, to 1,000. Hopefully the band will be there. I'm looking to be there, and I'm ready for a good old time with the band. I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to get down, as they say. So, my pick for Friday night's game is Dow just keeps doing the right thing at the right time. And with the first-year head coach, and my pick is Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38. Bay City's best, 24. You say, what's Bay City Western have to do with Bay City's best? Get it, West and best. That makes sense, doesn't it? That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. So, like I said, Dow Jones Industrial, 38. Bay City's best, 24. Chemex, Friday night. They're making the travel east to Bay City to take on the Bay City Central Wolves. Again, this is Friday at Central. Bay City Central is now 1-2 after beating up on Flint, Carmen, Ainsworth. Al Money doing a great job at quarterback, and he's also ran some touchdowns in for the Comets. And they look to continue on their great winning ways. They're 3-0, just like Dow. I'll have to see where they are on playoff points. Who has more playoff points? But my pick for Friday is comic books, who I think will continue, the comics will continue their streak of scoring 40 plus points per game. They did it on Friday as they put up over 40 points against Mount Pleasant. Which, how they were able to do that, I don't know. So, comic books, 41, Never Cry Wolf, 17. So, Chemex will win 41-17 on Friday night. Now, let's go to the NFL. Panthers versus Falcons in ATL. Falcons not doing so great. Panthers are trying. And what I see here is I see a
game where both teams are trying to kind of get themselves established for the season. And we'll have to see who's the better team. My honest prediction is Atlantic City of the South, 34, Pink Panther, 27. So I think it'll be the Falcons will win 34-27 in Atlanta. Saints Chargers later on Sunday. You got the Saints taking on the Chargers. Chargers have been decent. Saints are a good force to be reckoned with. I think the winner of that NFC South will end up probably being Tampa Bay, as the Bucs are figuring things out with Brady and the receivers. And they're doing what they got to do, winning when they got to win. And when I look at this, what I have to say is, for my pick, St. Peter and Paul, 31, all charged up, 22. Once again, I think the Saints will win 31-22. And they'll win just like they did against the now lowly Detroit Lions, who are back to 1-3. We're hoping to get a boost by going 2-2, but nonetheless they didn't because they gave up to the Saints. In Detroit, mind you, after a player hours prior had just been cleared of COVID. And the Lions still found a way to lose it. Luckily, the Lions have a bye week. So hopefully they can figure some things out this weekend and come back next week refreshed and ready to work. As for the Tigers now, they're search for a manager continues, and I'll let you know when a manager is found. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our dwelling, for you, Lord Jesus, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no COVID. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us, our immediate loved ones. And we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I sure love you. And until next week, God first, God always. So long, everybody.